Hi, this is Chani Weinfeld, and we're going to be learning Sicha from Lekutei Sichas Chelek Yud Gimel and Parsha Shlach Aleph. So the Sicha begins with the Rebbe saying and talking about the title of the Parsha of Shlach. And he starts out saying that it's already spoken about several times that the content of every parsha is always hinted to in its name. And it's no different with this parsha Shlach, which expresses the main point of this parsha. But what we need to understand is when it says Shlach, it speaks about the happenings of Bnei Yisrael in the desert and not a mitzvah or any commandment. And the interesting thing is that later on in this exact parsha, after the story of the spies, we have some mitzvos, like the mitzvah of tzitzis, and how it reminds us of the taryag of the 613 mitzvos. And it says very specifically, or Yisama says, Chartem is called mitzvos Hashem. You'll see it and remember all the mitzvos of Hashem. The second mitzvah we have in this parsha is Hafrashas Challah. And then there's like a third mitzvah, Loisa said, it says, Loisa sur achar levachim or achar enechem. So there's other mitzvahs. However, Shlach is the name. So how is it possible that the whole idea of Shlach, sending out spies, is more important than the mitzvahs of the Parsha, especially the mitzvah of Tzitzis, which really hints to all the mitzvahs in the Torah? How is the name Shlach expressing the main point of the whole parsha? So in order to understand this, we need some explanation. So it's not simply called Shlach because it's the first word of the parsha. Sometimes the whole parsha is called in the name because that's the first word. This happens to be like that the first word of the parsha is like, you know, the name. It's really that the whole parsha is represented in this word. So let's find out how, okay? So, when discussing the sin of the Meraglim, what happened? The Meraglim came back and they said, right now we just finished Aleph and we are coming into Beis. And we can understand that what happened with their sin is they said, Ki az ha'am hayashav ba'aretz va'arim b'tzuras gedalos ma'ad v'gam yelidei ha'anak ra'inu sham. The cities are very fortified with giant creatures living there. Now, presumably, we understand they were sent to see who lived there and if it was strong or not, and to see, you know, how should they conquer, what's the best place to conquer the land. And they came back and they reported exactly that. They did exactly what they were asked. So what exactly was their sin? Didn't they fulfill their purpose in going to find out exactly who lived there and how to conquer? So the explanation is really that when Moshe Rabbeinu sent them to seek out the best possible way to conquer Eretz Yisrael and which place was the place that they were going to begin the conquering according, you know, to nature in a natural way, because we know that Hashem does perform miracles, but he does not perform them for no reason. And we have to try everything in our power according to nature to do it in that way. And if ultimately a miracle is required, then it will happen. But it is dependent on you and on us to do everything we can according to nature. And that's why they sent out the spies as much as possible. There is a story of a lady who was sick. I don't know very specifically what she had or what kind of sickness she had. But she sent a letter to the Rebbe and explaining her sickness. And when she got back the answer, she was surprised with the Rebbe's answer, because the Rebbe said very simply in his letter, he said, in this scenario, all you have to do is go to the doctor and take the medicine that he's prescribing. Because sometimes we want to have a very big Yeshua, something big, something great, and a Mirza Shem we will have. But sometimes it begins with something in nature, the most possible way in nature. You go to the doctor, you take the medicine. You do it in nature. And of course, all the big miracles that have to happen will happen through that. So the same thing here in our story with the Meraglim. When they were told to go seek out the land and to go see that we were going to get it, Moshe Rabbeinu was sure, 100%. If Hashem said we're getting Eretz Yisrael, we're getting Eretz Yisrael. There's nothing to worry about. He was sure that we were going to conquer it. Because why Hashem commanded. And whatever Hashem commanded, obviously is going to happen. However, after the Meraglim were told about the nation and they saw the fortified cities, they added to the mission and they came up with conclusions saying, because all of the hardships that they saw, we are not going to be able to go up. It's way too hard. And naturally, they concluded that it was too hard. Even when Hashem already commanded them, they came up with their own mission after their regular mission, that they came up with the conclusion that they won't be able to go up. And this was really their mistake, that they added like another dimension to their job, which was not part of it. So the lesson we understand from this is simple. From the story of the Meraglim, we are up to Gimel now. From the story of the Meraglim, we see that we have the whole idea of doing mitzvahs. How? What's the idea? That if Hashem commands us to do a mitzvah or any commandment, it's clear for sure that you can do it. Because Hashem only commands something to someone according to his or her ability. Even a human, a man of flesh and blood, doesn't tell someone to do something he knows can't do it. Or even when an artist makes a kli, a vessel for something, he makes sure it can be used for its intended purpose. Like if somebody's making a hammer, they make sure that the hammer will be able to have weight and it can bang something and it can fix something. That is its purpose. How much more so the King of Kings, the essence of goodness and justice, who would never tell someone to do something they couldn't do? Chas v'shalom, there's no mistakes. So after this knowledge, especially when fulfilling mitzvahs, we know there's something very basic called Ein Simchin Al Hanes, which means we do not rely on miracles. On the contrary, the whole idea is to fulfill it according to nature. Because the whole point of this world, really, is making the world a Dira B'tachtainim, a dwelling place for Hashem in the lower worlds down here. Based on this, we see it has to specifically be done in nature, in the natural way of the world of Tachtan. Therefore, we have to have the idea of Shlachacha Anashim V'yasur V'gamer in order for us to know how the best way to fulfill a mitzvah according to nature. So the whole story of the Meraglim, going and sending spies and seeking out the land, is also a lesson to us in how are we supposed to do our mission in this world. We know we have to do our mission in this world in a natural way. And if we have to do mitzvahs and elevate the physical world, we have to do it in a natural way. But first, we have to seek out the best possible way to fulfill that mitzvah. Dalit. And because this lesson belongs to all mitzvahs, it comes with the idea of entering into Eretz Yisrael. Because entering into Eretz Yisrael is the general purpose of all the mitzvahs. Like this is like, you know, the ultimate goal of doing all the mitzvahs there. The explanation of this is because Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Asher Einaha, Asher Einei Hashem Elokecha Ba Mereshis Hashana V'Arachas Hashana. Hashem's eyes are always on Eretz Yisrael. Not only that, the Hashkacha Pratis and the spiritual divine presence of Hashem is way more revered than Eretz Yisrael to us, more than all the other lands. Even the physical things in Eretz Yisrael, you feel Hashem more. Meaning to say, to bring the revealed goodness into a physical world, it needs to be with the example of entering into the land. Meaning all mitzvahs are done like entering into Eretz Yisrael. Because fulfilling as the mitzvahs, brings the elokus, the godliness into the physical world. So fulfilling, you know, their mission of going to Eretz Yisrael, fulfilling that mission and bringing Hashem's revealedness into Eretz Yisrael, that was the mission then. But we also have a mission now. Now the Rebbe goes and brings another example, and we're up to Hay now. This general lesson encompasses and connects to all the mitzvos with the words, Shlachacha anashim v'yasuru esa aretz, v'shusuru esa aretz kanan. Because any mitzvah a person does, which means Shlachacha anashim, means send out spies and seek out Eretz Kanan. Because any mitzvah a person does, they need to seek out the best possible way to fulfill the mitzvah according to the natural way. A person needs to first think, what is the meaning of the mitzvah he's about to do? And what kavana, the general kavana, the intentions he must have when doing this mitzvah? Like, well, before we do many mitzvahs, there's a bracha. The bracha is, Asher kedishanu b'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu, that he made us holy with his mitzvahs that he commanded us. From the lashon of tzavta v'chibor. Tzavta v'chibor is in Aramaic, and it means it connects the commander to us, to the one who's being commanded. That's why we make a bracha before the mitzvah. Because we think about the mitzvah, then, you know, when we make the bracha, we think about the mitzvah. And we look into it, and we have a mitzvah, like, for example, the mitzvah of learning Torah. Every morning we say, Asher bachar banu mikol ha'amim, v'nasa lana as tarasa. What does it mean? That who gave us, who chose us from the nations and gave us his Torah. And the bracha ends with, Naisein ha'Torah. He who is giving us, giving, it's haiva, it's happening right now, the Torah. He is constantly giving it to us anew every single day. So before learning Torah, these are the kind of kavanas and intentions you have to think about while you say the bracha before learning. So before the mitzvah of learning Torah, you're already preparing for the mitzvah. While you're saying the bracha, you're thinking the best possible way of doing the mitzvah. This is the lesson of scouting out the land. This is exactly it. Before they came into Eretz Yisrael. Just like before a person who does a mitzvah, they think what they have to do about it, all the possible ways to do it. It's the will of Hashem. Hashem wants me to do it. And according to this idea, we see the whole meaning of Shalach. Moshe, who was the sender, who, by the way, we're all very much connected to Moshe Rabbeinu because everyone has a part of the Nosi inside of us. Moshe commands, and he is the one who says, Shlachacha Anashim. And now we can understand why it is called Shlach. Because it's not just the first word. He was the one that had the mission of Shlach. Because it's not just the first word in the Parsha. It's really fundamental in all the mitzvahs. It has to do with all of them in the Parsha. With everything that was spoken about in the Parsha. However, the Rebbe adds, we're up to Vav now. There's one more thing to understand. If the whole idea of Shalach is so important, like we just said, it connects to everything in the Parsha, it connects to all the mitzvahs because it's preparing for all the mitzvahs, why is it told to Moshe Rabbeinu to decide on his own if he should send the spies? Okay, because remember, Hashem didn't command us to send spies. He said, L'daitcha, like if you think that we should send spies, if you think it's a good idea, then if you understand it's good, then send spies. So that's what we have to understand. So we can understand when we go back to look at the purpose of Torah mitzvahs. In order to understand this, we go to look at the purpose of Torah mitzvahs. And we see that the purpose of Torah mitzvahs is to bring Elokus into this physical world in a way that brings something from below to a much higher source to make it spiritual and holy. And make it higher in holiness. And what's really the difference of lower and higher energy? What is it? So higher energy comes from the Bore. Bore is the giver, the creator. The Nivra, the creature, is the receiver. And it can't do anything on its own. However, after Matan Torah, there was a power created that the creature can now do a mitzvah with creation and elevate it to such a high level that it can be on the level of mashpia, creator, a giver. So now we can understand the whole idea of Shalach. It was not commanded to Moshe or to us, but suggested to Moshe, specifically to suggested. Even though it was very necessary to have this suggestion, and it should be done before mitzvahs, when you are commanded to do something and it is done, it's great. It really is great. You were told to do it, and you did it. But how much more so is it great if you do something without it being commanded to you? There is something even greater about that. For example, when, you know, your kids do the dishes because you told them to. It's great. They did it. You're very happy that they listened. Maybe they listened after you begged them. But imagine how much greater it is when you come home and They cleaned the entire kitchen, not just the dishes, and they put everything away and they baked cookies. And everything was perfectly done without you saying anything. There's something even greater about that, because you didn't even have to use your energy or anything to say anything, that they took care of all of it. It's a higher level. It's something more special. So now we can understand why the Meraglim, the story of the Meraglim, were mentioned prior to the mitzvahs of the parsha. It's not just how we scout out to do a mitzvah, but also to tell us the whole purpose of giving the Torah. It's to bring the lower parts to a higher energy. And it's way better when it's asked and not commanded, because that's a much higher level. So we get to our lesson, and we have a lesson that teaches us regarding coming to doing any mitzvahs. We could take a very special lesson from this week, Sicha HaShelach. It's not enough to just do the mitzvah and to do the command. There's something prior that has to be done. There's a special, like, investigating or something on your part that you do to make sure you're doing the best possible way of how you're doing the mitzvah. Because if you do it in that way, suddenly your mitzvah takes on a different meaning. And you're not just the creature, but you're becoming like the mashpia. You're getting closer to the creator. And it elevates the whole mitzvah and the whole world as a whole, especially if we do it with nature in the natural world, and we don't rely on miracles, and it just makes it a whole different way of doing a mitzvah. So let's try to do that and bring this world to the times of Mashiach. Have a good Shabbos.